The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Booth, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfoSports on Twitter, Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
And welcome out to West County High School in Leadwood, Missouri. Matt Greenwood with you on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 at KJFF Class 3 District 3 baseball for you. Got three games on the slate. We're going to start things off with St. Pius and Kingston. That is the 3 versus the 6. Then in just a little while, we're going to have West County and Grandview, the 2 versus the 7. And we're going to wrap up the night with the 4 versus the 5, Arcadia Valley taking on the Herculaneum Black Cats. But let's start with one, and that is St. Pius and Kingston. Welcome onto the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ludington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. That is Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the Outer Service Road at the Ludington exit. Go online anytime you please at fleegs.com, F-L-I-E-G-S, fleegs.com. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Nick Lewis for all three games. Looking forward to this one. Why don't we continue the Fleegs Equipment pregame show with coach interviews. We'll go ahead and step aside here for 30 seconds. When we come back, we'll hear from Jerry Woods of St. Pius.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hi, it's Hannah at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. This month, you get to save. If you've been needing to get some work done around the property while using a backhoe, now's your time to own the major brand maker LS Tractor. This month, get the 35-horsepower four-wheel drive diesel tractor with front loader, add on the LS submount backhoe, and you save $2,000. That's right, save $2,000. This month, get the 35-horsepower tractor with submount backhoe and 7,000-pound deluxe car hauler flatbed trailer for only $23,899. That's tractor, loader, backhoe, and flatbed trailer for only $23,899. And because you like free stuff, you'll get the 2700 PSI gas pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs for free with this package deal. See us today at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. See us on Facebook and give us a call at 573-756-4353.
Matt Greenwood back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJFF, joined by Jerry Woods of the St. Pius Lancers, the 3 seed in this Class 3 District 3 tournament. Coach Kingston, your first-round opponent, give me your thoughts on this matchup.
We're going to see their pitcher. I've seen him pitch earlier this year. Does a good job on the mound, so our boys just got to be ready.
I know state rankings, you know, they're just there to make you feel good a little bit, but when it comes down to the baseball games and the nitty-gritty, it's you know, throw those things out. But you guys have been pretty consistent all year long. What has been the most consistent part of your team that you've sort of enjoyed watching up to this point in the season?
Right now, the seniors have the leadership, right? They've grown over these last 4 years, so that's what I'm most proud of.
What's the toughest part, do you think, mentally about a district tournament when guys know it's one and done?
You know, when they're younger, it's a lot of pressure. But hopefully, you know, we've been here with this group for 3 years. This would be the fourth for some of them. So hopefully that's all. Pressure's not there.
All right, let's hope so, too. Coach, best of luck.
Thank you.
Jerry Woods, head coach of the St. Pius Lancers, joining us here on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We'll hear from Kingston head coach Kyle Nettles next.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleegs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleegs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fleegs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fleegs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleegs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleegs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fleegs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fleegs.com.
Matt Greenwood once again with you on KJFF and KREI for the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Speaking to Kyle Nettles, head coach of the Kingston Cougars, the sixth seed in this Class 3 District 3 tournament, taking on the third seed St. Pius Lancers. Coach, as you get ready for this game, you know who's on the other dugout, and it's a team that's up there in the state, and obviously only two losses this season for them. So feel like your guys are feeling any pressure or up to the challenge kind of thing?
I wouldn't necessarily say pressure. I mean, obviously, when it's win or go home, there is a little bit of urgency there. But I feel boys are looking pretty confident right now. They seem like they're pretty loose. And, I mean, we know who's sitting over there, but we know if we come out here and do what we can do, we can be in a ball game.
Give us a sense, if you will, of some of the impact players that have, you know, been consistent for you throughout this year and who you sort of expect to maybe carry this team through the districts.
Oh, well, we got two juniors that really have stepped up this year, Boots Jessen and Troy Gildahouse. Troy actually started the year 0-14 for us. Since then, he's about 17-30 for us with about 6-7 doubles. So he's really been hitting the ball lately. Boots has been hitting the ball. And Wyatt Jessen, a freshman, has really been hitting. And then the Vandergrift kid we're pitching today, earlier in the year, we didn't expect him to throw a ton. He was actually going to be our starting catcher, and then we ended up having an injury, and he's thrown a lot of innings for us this year, and he's threw a lot of strikes, got a lot of guys, kept guys off balance, and he's been a big arm for us this year.
All right, Coach, sounds good. Best of luck to you.
All right, thank you very much.
That is Kyle Nettles, head coach of the Kingston Cougars, joining us here on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Starting lineups and first pitch next.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Welcome back out to West County High School in Leadwood, Missouri. Matt Greenwood with you for Class 3 District 3 baseball action. A little bit of an early start, 2 o'clock first pitch instead, pushing us up to about 1:55. And so let's go ahead and let you know that the pitcher for St. Pius is the right-hander, Riley Nager. And he picked up a first batter strikeout of Kyle Vandergrift of the Kingston Cougars, and then proceeded to walk Wyatt Jessen, shortstop for the Cougs. So it's a runner on board for Kingston as there's a ground ball to short, double play chance to second, to first, and able to turn the 6-4-3 double play, Elijah Dale and Brendan Weatherholt, and the inning comes to an end. So, hey, just as soon as we get on, we're going to take a break here and come back in 1 minute. It's St. Pius. Will come up, and they're going to face the pitcher, Kyle Vandergrift. So we have a 0-0 score heading to the bottom of the first in this opening round of the Class 3 District 3 tournament on KREI and KJEF.
Exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence. Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
This is Dr. Karen Melton with exciting news. Audiology and Hearing Center is now Hearing Care Partners. Hearing loss can be gradual, so if you're noticing some issues, just give us a call. We offer free consultations. We're still available at our three locations that you love in Farmington, Herculaneum, or St. Genevieve. It's Hearing Care Partners, powered by Audiology and Hearing Center. For more information, go to hearingcarepartners.com. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF Festus, Crystal City Herculaneum, as well as AM 800 at KREI. That is Farmington, Park Hills, and Leadwood. We are here at Leadwood West County High School, and it's the site of the Class 3 District 3 tournament. And we've already got a half inning under our belt as the Kingston Cougars, the visitor, got a strikeout On their first batter, Kyle Vandergrift went down swinging. And then Wyatt Jessen was walked. And behind him, Keith Jessen then grounded into a 6-4-3 double play. So half an inning for Riley Nager and a pretty quick one at that. And so now it's St. Pius' turn, and they're going to face the right-hander, Kyle Vandergrift. So Vandergrift not only pitching, but he's also hitting at the top of the order. Let's get to your Presbyterian Manor starting lineups for the St. Pius Lancers. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. It features Dustin Birch at the top, Caleb Schweigert batting second and playing third base. By the way, Birch is the left fielder. The second baseman hitting third is Brendan Weatherholt. Batting cleanup is the left-handed swinging shortstop, Elijah Dale. Batting fifth and catching, Noah Lampros. Zach Parson is the designated hitter, hitting sixth. Jeremy Eisenman playing first base and batting seventh. Aaron Meyer, right fielder, is number 11, and he is batting eighth. And then Adam Edwards, center fielder, out of the nine spot, playing center field. So, again, Kyle Vandergrift is the pitcher for the Kingston Cougars. One half of our Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchup. And he starts off Birch with a ball inside. Leg kick and delivery on the other one, and he bounces that on the outside edge as Birch swings the stick from the right side. It's 2-0 to Dustin Birch, future William Jewell College football player. Made that commitment a little over a month and a half ago. So he'll line that one into the left center field gap. And it's going to get past the left fielder all the way to the fence. Birch around first into second base. Standing up, he'll stop there. As the throw comes to the cutoff man, it's a leadoff double for St. Pius and Dustin Birch. By the way, Austin Meyer is hitting eighth and playing right field for St. Pius. I apologize. I called him Aaron. It is not Aaron. It is Austin. All right. The batter now is Caleb Schweigert. Plays third base. Swings from the right side. A righty-on-righty matchup here. He reaches out. Grounds one towards third. Played on the short hop. About hip high as a third baseman. And he'll apply the tag on Birch, who is out number one. Good play there defensively by Troy Gildahouse. Fielder's choice for Schweigert. He'll take over at first base, and Brennan Weatherholt, the second baseman, digs in. First, he'll take a practice cut underneath the bright sun. Twirls the bat around, now rears back. And Vandergrift come and set, checks the runner. Schweigert on the move, curveball called strike. No throw down to second, though. Schweigert swipes second base. Not your prototypical looking Steeler, Nick.
No, he's a big guy out there, and he was still able to get on his horse, take second base without any issue.
Vandergrift takes a look back at him, fires home, and just missed low and outside with a fastball. Brendan Weatherholt, the second baseman, wearing number 26 for the Lancers. The numbers are in gold with a navy blue trim. Snuck underneath the St. Pius letters in blue on the front of the jersey. Ground ball towards short. Backhand play there by the shortstop. Good throw across the diamond. Yes, sir. And Weatherholt is out number two over to third base on the grounder, Caleb Schweigert. So good job there by Wyatt Jessen over in the shortstop position. All right, here comes Elijah Dale. Guy can hit home runs. He can go gap to gap. He can steal bases. He can pitch. Does everything for St. Pius. So righty on lefty matchup here. Waits back on a curve and promptly lines it into center field. And Schweigert will score. And St. Pius has a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first in the opening round of the Class 3 District 3 tournament.
Nice shot there from Elijah Dale, the Kansas State Wildcat commit. He's going to have a lot of fun over there. Under new head coach Pete Hughes, they're building something interesting over there. That's kind of from my neck of the woods, Matt, a little bit closer to where I'm from. So excited to see what he does at the next level and excited to see what he does here today. He's already off to a good start.
Noah Lampros, the catcher, batting fifth. He is ready to go. He's got a runner at first. Again, that is Elijah Dale. Dale on towards second, pickoff attempt to first, and no throw down to second base by the first baseman Johnson as he gave Dale the base. And now Elijah Dale popping up off the bag and calling for time.
kind of looked like they had him in the pickoff, but they just didn't throw it down to second, and Dale got in easily.
So Lampro still yet to see a pitch. Second stolen base of the inning for the Lancers. A glance at second by Vandergriff. Long pause and a bouncer. And over towards third was Dale. Now he'll race home, and he is going to be out. He tried to score from second base on a wild pitch, although he was already in motion. So he's about 30 feet away from third base. Picked up the baseball coming off the backstop. But good play there by the catcher, Dylan Morrison, to throw it to his pitcher, Vandergriff, covering the base. Easy tag out at home, and the inning is over. St. Pius still has a 1-0 lead after one in the opening round of the Class 3 District 3 tournament on KJF and KRI.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have 24-month same as cash and no credit needed financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. And don't forget, we have discounts on all special orders.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only, offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Billy Joel, favorite of mine, as we bump back to some Class 3 District 3 baseball. St. Pius and Kingston, the Lancers, off to a 1-0 lead through one inning as Elijah Dale singling home Caleb Schweigert from third base. And that's how the Lancers got their run. So here's Troy Gildahouse, third baseman. Bats from the right side coming up for the Kingston Cougars, decked out in their dark green tops with gray pants. Black numbers with a white trim. Those black numbers and white trim on the back and also on the front as well underneath Kingston, which is also in black with white trim. And those are your Serenity Hospice Care uniforms. Peace of mind when it matters most. And a first pitch swing from Gildahouse, and he lifts it up to the right side and out of play. It'll be Gildahouse, Lane Barton, and Lane Saunders to face the righty, Riley Nager. The second half of our Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchup for the Lancers. Ground ball back to him, and he grabs it around the ankles and throws the first in time to retire Gildahouse. One 1-3 on the put out there, and enter Lane Barton. Lane Barton playing second base for Kingston today. Also bats from the right side. Looks like the infield is playing pretty straight up for St. Pius. As we have to squint here, the sun nice and bright right on top of us. The reflection off the white jersey is kind of giving me a little trouble, Nick. So can't really see the defense too well. But first pitch to Barton was inside, and that miss. And the second one above the shoulders inside as well. So in this righty-on-righty matchup, Nager started off with two fastballs in. 2-0 count. Leg kick and pitch from Nager. Paints the outside edge beautifully. That is strike one. Riley with only one game started this season, or one appearance, I should say. He's got two innings under his belt and only a 3.5 ERA as Barton's going to lift one up towards right field, battling the wind and the foul line, and making the catch still is Austin Meyer. And Lane Barton is put away for out number two. So with Barton retired, enter Lane Saunders, designated hitter for Kingston, and the first lefty that Riley Nager will face in today's Kingston order. Saunders put in the sixth spot. First pitch. Upstairs, ball one, easy take. Nager with his toes pointed right towards the batter, delivers a pitch on the outside. It's fouled off the screen. Count to 1-1 to Lane Saunders. Kingston entering this Class 3 District 3 tournament as the sixth seed. A 6-10 record led by second-year head coach Kyle Nettles in his third official year with the program. Nager, again on the outside, a little bit low. It's fouled up off the screen left side. Saunders down to a 1-2 count. On deck is Matt Johnson, the first baseman. Extending that left arm out, calling for time from the umpire. Gives him time to dig in, and then Saunders faces a ball up in the zone. Good eyes there from the left-hand swinger. And the return throw by Noah Lampros gets away from the pitcher, Nager. No one on, so no harm done. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. It is 1-0 St. Pius. Nager into the line, the delivery, and he blows a fastball right past Saunders. Foul tipped it into the mitt, and Lampros able to hang on. So through an inning and a half, Kingston blanked so far by Riley Nager, as St. Pius leaves it 1-0 heading to the bottom of the second. The Lancers will come up to bat when we return in 1 minute on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJFF.
Where family pride is driven home, Ruther Ford.
Hi, this is Doug Jr. at Ruther Ford. May is the month to buy, and May is the month to sell. First of all, if you're interested in a new 2019 F-150, look no further than Ruther Ford. We have rebates up to $6,250, or choose 0% for 72 months. Or how about this? A new 2019 Ford Escape with up to $5,250 in rebates. Check out these and many more deals at Ruther Ford. And second, we need your trade-in. That's right, we will pay top dollar for your present vehicle, whether you sell it to us outright or trade it in toward another vehicle. We need pre-owned cars at Ruther Ford, and we're ready to deal. So see us first, whether you're wanting to buy or sell a new vehicle, and we'll treat you right. That's Ruther Ford, I-55, the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Where family pride is driven home, Ruther Ford, Ruther.com.
Matt Greenwell back with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Nick Lewis, my broadcast partner this afternoon for Class 3 District 3 baseball all afternoon, all evening as well. We are starting things off with this 6-3 matchup between Kingston and St. Pius. Kingston the 6, and they trail 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. As Vandergriff back on the mound, gives a curveball that's driven out towards right by Noah Lampros for out number 1. So Lampros was at the plate when Elijah Dale was at second base. Elijah Dale stealing third. There was a wild pitch. Dale tried to score all the way from second base as he rounded third. He came home. The throw was there well in time. The tag applied by Vandergriff. It was a good catcher-pitcher combination to get the out at home. Here's a ride to right field towards the line drifting. The right fielder has it as Zach Parson, the DH, is retired. So two up, two down quickly for Kyle Vandergriff. Let's take a look at the numbers for Vandergriff. This is his ninth game pitched, sixth game started. He's got two wins, one loss, an ERA of 4.091. And in 25 and two-thirds innings, he has 22 punch-outs. He's also plunked four guys, 19 walks to 22 strikeouts. All right, Jeremy Eisenman, the first baseman, batting, and he'll be the first guy to take. It's a changeup over the middle for a called strike. Jeremy Eisenman, a stud pitcher, battling a little bit of an issue there as he chops one up the middle. Second high hop is played by the shortstop. What a nice diving effort and throw to first. That was beautifully done by the shortstop, Wyatt Jessen. He's made two excellent plays so far for Kingston over in the deep hole left side. So with that being said, wow, St. Pius retired pretty quickly as we are through two. It's the Lancers 1 and Kingston nothing here on KJF and KREI. All right, let's go ahead and keep it here and thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to broadcast this game. Fleegs Equipment, St. Genevieve and Ludington, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus, the UPS store in Festus, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, as well as Home Pools and Spas of Ludington, and Serenity Hospice Care. So Riley Nager starting today for the Lancers. As I mentioned, this is only his second appearance of the season. He has not used too much, but St. Pius dealing with some arm issues at this stage of the season. A little adversity, as Coach Woods talked about during the pregame talk. And so the team that is ranked fourth in the state is going to have to deal with the potential of playing West County, which is our second game, as West County will take on Grandview. But, yeah, Nager, two innings pitched. He's given up one run. His ERA, like I mentioned earlier, 3.50. And in those two innings, he's got three punch-outs. So that's what he had coming into the game. And so far, he's added two more Ks to his line. All right, he's about to face Matt Johnson, Cody Jarvis, and Bobby Berger. Righty-on-righty matchup, and he yanks a fastball wide of the plate. Johnson sporting the number 17 for Kingston. He's got Schweigert, the third baseman, who appears to be playing behind the bag and about 10 feet off the line. Fastball comes in towards the hands, and he lines it to the right side and out of play. We're going to be dealing with a shifting sky today. Sun out, clouds covering it, clouds moving on, sun back out. Going to be like that. It's going to be nice and cool all day long here in Leadwood. West County High School is where the action's happening. There's a little cutting action to that fastball from the 6'7" Riley Nager, is swung on and missed. Johnson down to a one ball, two strike count with Cody Jarvis, a left fielder, on deck. Leg kick pitch. Fastball outside, swing and a miss. Strikeout number three of the game for Riley Nager.
Good job, Riley.
St. Pius only two losses on the season. One to Jefferson, the other one just last week to Farmington. They lost 9-6 to the Blue Jays about 3 weeks ago, and they lost to Farmington 13-3 just last week. But that's it, just two losses. And there's a ball that comes up, and oh, wow, I thought it hit the bat of Cody Jarvis. But Coach Woods asking, umpire saying, no, it hit the hand first. So, all right, Cody Jarvis is aboard after getting hit by a pitch around the hand region.
That's the case. He has hands of steel because he didn't even flinch, just took his base like a man, and as if nothing happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, his reaction said otherwise, but okay. Bobby Berger batting ninth, flat-footed on that swing through a curve. The center fielder Berger behind the count, 0-1. Berger bats from the right side, wears number four. Not a very big kid at all, actually, as Nager trying to find the strike zone in a much smaller strike zone. And he missed low with that pitch. So 1-1 now. It's Nager. I don't know why that name's in my head. But Nager from the stretch with a runner at first misses high and in. And so Bobby Berger is actually ahead in the count. Two balls, one strike with Kyle Vandergriff on deck. Really digging these uniforms, by the way, Nick, for Kingston. Pretty sweet. There's a pitch showing bunt was Berger. And he pulled back, and it's three balls and one strike. Kyle Vettels, the head coach for Kingston, also appears to be out there at third base in the imaginary third base coaching box. There's a fastball from Nager, painting the outside corner, knee high, and the count is full. Cody Jarvis at first base with one out. We'll see if Coach Vettels puts on the hit and run. Berger squeezing the handle just a little bit tighter. Fastball outside corner from Nager. Freezes Berger, and he is down on strikes. Fourth punch out so far for Riley Nager through the lineup for the first time. And we'll flip the script and go to Kyle Vandergriff, the leadoff guy, here with two outs and a runner on. St. Pius 1 and Kingston nothing. That is your score on the Parkland Healthmark Pharmacy scoreboard. Committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities that they serve. As there's a foul tip off the right-handed bat of Vandergriff. Made some contact with Noah Lampros. The catcher's mask kind of jarred it loose as the ball scooted towards the first base dugout where St. Pius is situated. And so it's 0-1 to Vandergriff. Kingston Cougars coming into this matchup, 6 wins and 10 losses, winners of two straight.
Lead off of first for Jarvis, who got hit by a pitch. It's a very small lead. Nager checks him regardless. Now he takes off. Pitch is a called strike. Throw down by a Lampros. Tag applied on the shoulder. Yes. Elijah Dale able to get the tag on the shoulder before the right foot slid in. And so Jarvis is caught stealing to end the inning. 2.5 through. It's St. Pius 1, Kingston nothing. The Lancers coming up when we return in 1 minute on KJEP and KREI.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, please get ready to take down this number to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. The IRS has recently hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting your outstanding taxes.
Prior to calling Superior Tax Relief, I owe the IRS $33,000, and my wages had just been garnished. Superior Tax Relief put a stop to the garnishment and was able to resolve my tax problem. I walked away owing close to nothing. I would highly recommend Superior Tax Relief. They saved my life.
We can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can set you free from your tax issues. Call Superior Tax Relief to find out how you can qualify for the Fresh Start program that's now available. Don't hesitate. Call today. Call 800-711-5099. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-711-5099. 800-711-5099. That's 800-711-5099.
Matt Green will back with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College, your next step. Nick Lewis with us as well from J98. I'm from KJEF. Welcome aboard. As we start the bottom of the third inning, it is St. Pius 1 and Kingston nothing. And it'll be Austin Meyer, Adam Edwards, and Dustin Birch to face Kyle Vandergriff. That is 8-9-1 in Coach Woods' order. Jerry Woods, head coach for the St. Pius baseball team, going to retire on the football side of things. Made that announcement a couple months back. And, of course, St. Pius will truly miss Jerry Woods running the football program. There's a changeup on the outside corner. Starting Austin Meyer off with a strike is Vandergriff. It's very important. Vandergriff get out ahead of these hitters. Righty on righty matchup here. And Meyer reaches out and chops one slowly up the third baseline and foul. Austin Meyer sporting the number 11. Again, St. Pius wearing their white tops, white pants, gold numbers with a navy blue trim. And blue, navy blue letters, Lancers on the back, St. Pius on the front. That is your Serenity Hospice Care uniform check of the St. Pius Lancers. Peace of mind when it matters most. Upstairs, chase by Meyer. He's down on strikes, and Vandergriff picks up his first one of the afternoon. It's one up, one down.
All right, let's go, Adam. Let's get on base, buddy. Let's get on base.
We are right in the thick of the crowd here. Nick can hear every single thing going on.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Batter is Adam Edwards, center fielder. First pitch to the lefty. And he takes it up and away.
You just hope that nobody curses and it gets picked up on our mic, of course.
Right. Well, maybe during break you can remind them, hey, keep it civil, y'all. Here's the pitch to Edwards, swings and misses on a ball near the hands. Vandergriff looking pretty good. I mean, he's not electric with his fastball or anything like that. His curveball's got some good movement on it. He's just getting these guys to hit to the defenders. Curveball misses up and away. Now 2-1 to Adam Edwards. Waiting patiently, or maybe impatiently, on deck is Dustin Birch. 2-1 on its way. Fastball painting the outside corner. Vandergriff gets the called strike. It's now 2-2. Man, three stud teams in this Class 3 District 3.
Oh.
There's a foul ball, apparently, off the handle or just above the handle of the bat of Edwards as it looped its way back towards the backstop. Two balls, two strikes, and one out. Nobody on for St. Pius. Up 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Elijah Dale driving in that run. Pitching out of the wind is Vandergriff. He goes into it, and a curveball low. Edwards grounds it towards short. He doesn't want to do that, as Justin has proved to be pretty good as he makes another good throw to first. And the shortstop helps retire Adam Edwards for out number two. Two solid plays at short for Wyatt, Jessen, Nick, and then one outstanding one to end the bottom of the second inning as he raced up the middle. Ball was there, and he kind of played it off of a weird hop, kind of fell to his knees, picked himself up, and was able to throw out Jeremy Eisenman at first.
Of course, the shortstop's supposed to be kind of the captain of your defense. That's what Coach Woods always says about Elijah Dale on his end of things for St. Pius. So the shortstop position is certainly an important one, and you're seeing that playing out here today.
1-1 count to Dustin Birch. Birch doubled his first time up to the left center field gap, as Vandergriff missed with a curve there to even us up at 1-1. And now a changeup that Birch got out in front of. Count runs to 1-2 to the righty left fielder. Birch suffered a bit of a scare running the bases against Jefferson as he bounces one off of his foot, or maybe his right thigh. And as soon as I bring up the injury concern, there he goes, hitting one off his leg. You know, I would say he's kind of prepared for those, though, just because he is a football player that is in the thick of everything. And so he'll be able to walk that one off a little bit.
Padding maybe not as good in that area otherwise when you're in football, but I'd say you're about right there.
He's a tough kid, one of the toughest I've met, honestly, and he was actually a winner of the Parkland Health Pharmacy Athlete of the Week Award at one point. Grounder over to third, in on the grass, third baseman. Strong throw across the diamond. Gildahouse able to help retire Birch for out number three, and Kingston is hanging tight with the fourth-ranked team in the state of Missouri in Class 3. As we are through three innings, it is 1-0 Lancers. Kingston coming up to bat when we return in 1 minute on KJF and KREI.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at Newera Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Connect to this radio station from all across the country. Take us to the gym, shopping, how about a road trip? Listen to us now on the free iHeartRadio app. You'll never miss a moment with your favorite radio station. Download the free iHeartRadio app and search for the station so we can go wherever you want us to.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
It is currently 64 degrees in Leadwood, mostly cloudy, although the sun coming out as soon as we mentioned the clouds. High is going to be about 65 this afternoon, as we have three games for you, two in the afternoon and one in the evening. Right now we're dealing with St. Pius and Kingston, the 3 versus the 6. It is the top of the fourth inning, 1-0 Lancers have the lead. And as we get back to your Doe Run Company weather update, air quality good, air quality index 36, and the UV index, which is for the sunscreen stuff, is at 7. So that's about middle there for the UV index. So if you're going to come out to the ballpark, put on some sunscreen before you leave your vehicle. First pitch to Kyle Vandergriff, and he lifts one up right side and foul just beyond the first base dugout. Vandergriff, 0-for-1, struck out swinging to lead off the top of the first. Riley Nager, the pitcher, the starter for the St. Pius Lancers, a no-hitter through three. He's walked a guy and he's hit a guy, but he hasn't given up a hit. And he misses low and in with a changeup. It is 1-1. 4 strikeouts already on the score line for Riley Nager. Impactful basketball player, to say the least. Shooting one over towards right, playing shallow is the right fielder. He'll have it, as Austin Meyer puts away the fly ball from Kyle Vandergriff. It's one up, one down here in the top of the fourth, and a 1-0 lead for St. Pius.
And, of course, speaking of St. Pius basketball, assistant coach for baseball, but head coach for basketball, Eric Lawrence, always in attendance, peeking out of the dugout at times here as St. Pius goes to work on defense.
Righty on righty matchup, Wyatt Jessen, the batter, swings and misses at a fastball above the letters. Slightly outside, so it's 0-1. Wyatt Jessen worked a walk in the first inning, but quickly had to turn back towards the third base dugout as Keith Jessen grounded into a 6-4-3 double play to end the inning. And Riley Nager planting that fastball right on the inside corner and just about knee-high for a called strike. And he's quickly ahead 0-2. Brendan Weatherhold at second base has his feet just into that right field grass. As the pitch comes from Nager, he just missed outside. And it's 1-2. Dragging the bat head across home plate, it's Jessen, rears back. And the right-hander is ready. So is Nager, the pitch. Fastball just a bit wide as well. 2-2 the count. Schweigert has his feet on the infield grass over at third base. Playing about 10 feet off the line as out of the line goes Nager. And a fastball, third time's a charm. Try to find that same spot three times, and on the third one he got it. And that is a strikeout of Wyatt Jessen, number five of the ballgame for Nager. Two up, two down here to start the top of the fourth. All right, Keith Jessen, the batter.
Keith, also known as Boots Jessen, to his teammates.
Yeah, there we go. That's a cool nickname. And maybe you should work at J98 the Boot. It could be Boots with Boot. There's a pop-up towards the left side. Shielding the eyes, Schweiger. As he grabs that one in foul territory, Keith Jessen is retired for out number three. Through four innings, Riley Nager has a no-hitter for the St. Pius Lancers, but it's a tight one. 1-0 your score in the Class 3 District 3 opening round on Regional Radio.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Looking for a career change? Do you have at least 1 year of customer service or healthcare experience? Join the team at Concentrix and Arnold today. Their License to Help healthcare licensing program is an exceptional opportunity to obtain your accident and health insurance license for free and earn $16 an hour plus incentives as an FT seasonal licensed healthcare advisor. Come be a part of a growing industry. Apply today at Concentrix.com. That is Concentrix.com. Concentrix, an equal opportunity vet disabled employer.
Matt Greenwood back with you on Regional Radio. Nick Lewis to my right. We are in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, which is right underneath the sun here in Leadwood, Missouri. West County High School, the two afternoon games are going to be here. And then over at the junior varsity field is going to be our nightcap because they have lights. And when it's 7 o'clock at night, you need lights.
You do. I mean, we could, you know, just shine a bunch of flashlights on the field and go from there, I suppose, if we really wanted to. But that would take a group effort. I don't know if anyone would want to participate in that necessarily.
I would not. Here's the batter, Caleb Schweigert, out in front of a curveball outside, and the right-handed third baseman is able to just get a piece of it. St. Pius got their run in the bottom of the first, and Elijah Dale single scoring Schweigert from third base. Here's the pitch, and Schweigert rides one into center field, sending the center fielder back towards the 355 sign. He'll settle underneath it, tumble backwards, but make the catch. Boy, oh boy, this Kingston defense has made some outstanding plays as Bobby Berger just kept going back and back and then kind of got twisted around. Finally found his footing, or so he thought, made the catch, and then stumbled backwards into the fence, but was held up there by that green and yellow thing out there. And so it's one up, one down, as Schweigert is retired. Brennan Weatherholt grounded out to short, his first and only time up. Let's a curve miss low and outside. Weatherholt plays second base and throws right-handed. Behind him is Elijah Dale in the on-deck circle. 1-0, fastball. Misses high from Kyle Vandergriff, who's held his own against the St. Pius Lancer lineup. Next pitch to Weatherholt, low and outside, and count runs to 3-0. Pretty decent crowd on hand so far. And the ones that are here to root on either Kingston or St. Pius making quite a bit of noise. It's good. It's fun. There's a curve on a 3-0, and it's in there for a strike. Let's think real fast. Bryant Restoration of Farmington, Papa Bluff. Mario's Italia of Farmington, as well as McDonald's. Check out your local area McDonald's and the Doe Run Company for allowing us to broadcast this baseball game. Fastball on the outside corner and back into the count is Vandergriff as he has Weatherholt at a 3-2 count. Third baseman Gildahouse appears to have his toes on the infield grass over at third base. Shortstop Wyatt Jessen creeps in, shields his eyes as going into the wind goes Vandergriff, and he misses upstairs with a breaking ball. That's a one-out walk for Brendan Weatherholt. First walk issued of the afternoon for Vandergriff. As Weatherholt vacates the batter's box, Elijah Dale steps into the opposite one as he swings from the left side, the right-handed throwing shortstop. Got some dirt on his pants already as he stole second base back in the first inning. Dale with a slight toe tap with his front right foot as Vandergriff comes set. Vandergriff quickly throws over to first and diving back in safely just ahead of the tag was Weatherholt. Pretty quick feet on the mound for Vandergriff. Partly cloudy skies here in Leadwood. Sun shining nice and bright right on top of everybody. It's nice to see the good old sun. Missed all that last week in Joplin for the Junior College Region 16 tournament. There's a stolen base by Brendan Weatherholt. The throw was quite late.
Tough to complain, though, when you get a game like you had with Mac and those extra innings. Sounds like you had a pretty good time.
Yeah, that was a bit of a heartbreaker, though. State Fair getting the winning run in the bottom of the 13th inning, especially since Mac had a 10-8 lead in the bottom of the 11th and just couldn't hang on as there's a foul straight back into the screen by Dale. He's got two strikes on him. That's one of those cases where you just know that you can't make an error and you can't walk a guy. And Mac, well, they didn't make any errors, but they walked two guys, the first two, and that spelled trouble in that bottom of the 11th. And eventually State Fair tied it and then won it in the bottom of the 13th. So, oh, man, I've heard that one. Curveball off the knee, it appears, of Elijah Dale. That sounded like that hit bone.
Well, like you said, it was an off-speed pitch, so that's the good news, and he was able to walk it out to first base. It looks like he's going to be all right, but that certainly did sound painful.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be all right. His leg probably went dead for a second. There are two aboard now for St. Pius. Chance to start increasing this 1-0 lead in the top of the fourth, or excuse me, bottom of the fourth. All right, still trying to stretch out that right leg. Let's hope the best for Elijah Dale. Let's hope not too much of a bruise there. All right, the batter is Noah Lampros. Catcher swings from the right side. Vandergriff pitching from the stretch. Quick set and curve is low for ball one. Lampros flew out to right field his last time up. It was also his first time up. By the way, 305 down the left field line, 355 to straightaway center. You can bank that 305 down the right field line is a spot that a lot of the lefties in these orders will try to pull down, except for the fact that there's only like two lefties. There's one in Kingston's lineup and one in St. Pius's.
Minor details.
Yes. The batter right now, again, Noah Lampros took a pitch for a ball. Vandergriff again pitching from the stretch. Middle of the rubber comes set and comes home. And a curve misses wide. Runs the count to two balls, one strike. Winner of this game will face the winner of West County and Grandview. That's your 2-7. And Nick Lewis will have the call immediately after the conclusion of this ball game here. Both runners on the move. Ball is low and in. Throw down to third. And the ball gets away from the third baseman and around third. Weatherholt will score. And into third base goes Dale. And it's 2-0 Lancers on the double steal and throwing error. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Lancers double up their advantage.
That's obviously tough for Kingston. You can't really afford errors against the number four team in the state here. And you just hope that you can remain solid on the mound here. And same thing on defense the rest of the way through in this inning.
3-1 favorable count for the catcher, Lampros. Standing up in the batter's box. The pitch on the way. It's in on the hands, and he shoots it towards right. The right fielder came in initially, and he'll see that one over his head to the fence. Run number three comes as Dale steps on home plate. and that's an RBI double for Noah Lampros. 3-0 Lancers.
He almost felt like it was a matter of time. St. Pius, a very difficult lineup to hold down. They've got seniors all over the place, guys that played all of last year. They've got a ton of experience. So it's really tough to hold them down below 5 runs, 6 runs, something like that. And now you're starting to see the potential explosion for the Lancers here in this inning.
And that is RBI number 13 of the year for Noah Lampros. The batter now, Zach Parson, the designated hitter. All 6'6" of them or whatever. He's a huge kid. He's got some size to him as well. I'd fear him if I were Kyle Vandergriff or anyone for that matter. And, well, you know, what do you do when you fear somebody? Well, you just hit him, put him on base. And so a curveball hits the back of Zach Parson, and now the Lancers have runners at first and second. That's the second batter of this inning, by the way, that Vandergriff has hit. And Kyle Nettles, head coach for Kingston in his second year running the show, is coming out towards the mound and going to have a word with his pitcher and entire infield. There's a funny exchange between the umpire and Jeremy Eisenman. The umpire brought out his brush to stroke off the dirt off the home plate and appeared that Eisenman, I guess, wanted to do it for him, and then they kind of fumbled with the brush, and then Eisenman gave up on doing it, so he gave it back to the home plate umpire.
It's very nice of him to offer.
Right. All right, still a meeting going on. Home plate umpire worried about the dirt out in front of home plate instead of the length of that discussion. And, well, it's finally broken up. So Jeremy Eisenman, the batter, grounded out to short, his first and only time up. He's got two aboard, one out. St. Pius has a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. Eisenman batting seventh in this Jerry Woods order, but don't let him hitting in the bottom of the order fool you. He can rake it, and there we go. Right on cue into deep left center field. Lands in the gap. Run number 4 scoring for the Lancers. The send around for Parson. He's coming home without a throw. It's a 2-run inning opening double. Game opening double by Jeremy Eisenman. 5-0 your score. So chalk up 2 additional RBIs for Jeremy Eisenman. 13th and 14th runs driven in of the season. Kyle Vandergriff finally struggling here as there's a ball that's a curve and it gets away, rolls to the backstop, kicks off, and got away enough for Eisenman to advance to third.
Looks like Vandergriff's going to be visited on the mound once again here.
Yep, so that's it for Kyle Vandergriff. 2 meetings and you're out. And so we'll head to a break here. And it's the Midwest Sports Center pitching change. We'll sort all these things out. But right now it's 5-0 St. Pius. They have a runner at third and one out. And the batter is Austin Meyer. So we'll give this new pitcher 90 seconds to warm up. And then we'll tell you all about him when we return in 1 minute on Regional Radio.
Do you have a passion for coaching? Have you ever wanted to run your own fitness facility? This fall, turn your love for sports into an exciting career with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Learn everything from the psychology and business of sports to the care and prevention of injuries. Sports management is a rapidly growing field and can provide you with a lucrative career path. Do something that you are passionate about with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Call now at 573-431-4593 to get started.
Hi, this is Kim Elwell with a special 55% tax credit opportunity from Comtree. If you're a Missouri business owner, we need your help to build transitional housing for our domestic violence shelter. In return, your donation may qualify for a special 55% tax credit. This is an extraordinary opportunity for you to help build hope for a strong, safe, independent future for those seeking shelter from domestic violence. Please contact me, Kim Elwell, at Comtree, 636-232-2339, and make a difference for Mary's House of Hope at a safe place.
Hopkins Floor Company and Shaw Floors would like to introduce Bolera Carpet. Bolera is an all-new carpet that will make you rethink where you can use carpet again. Hi, this is Nick Hopkins. The worry-free days of having carpet are back again with Bolera. Just go to YouTube and search B-E-L-L-E-R-A and watch this unbelievable carpet in action. Then come into Hopkins Floor Company where you can get Bolera Basic Rules Carpet for 40% off. That's Hopkins Floor Company, Highway 67, south of Festus.
Matt Greenwell back with you on Regional Radio in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Nick Lewis joining me on the call as we have Class 3, District 3 baseball for you. It's the opening round. St. Pius, the 3 seed, Kingston, the 6. And the St. Pius Lancers have a 5-0 lead on the Cougars. We have a Midwest Sports Center pitching change on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center has it all. Walker Drive in Farmington. All right, new pitcher is Troy Gildehouse. He's a righty, and we'll give you his numbers here in a second as he's facing Austin Meyer. Drops in a first pitch changeup for a called strike. 19 and two-thirds innings for Gildehouse. This is his ninth appearance. One win, one loss, one save, and an ERA of 3.559. Lifting one up into the sunny sky, Meyer, shallow left center. Center fielder coming forward. Berger has it. And attempting the tag at third, but staying back is Jeremy Eisenman as the throw comes up the third baseline. So Eisenman stays where he is. Meyer is retired. There's two down. St. Pius will send up Adam Edwards. Adam Edwards 0 for 1, grounded out to short, his first and only time up. And a fastball tails outside from the righty Gildehouse. It's 1-0. Gildehouse has 24 strikeouts in 19 and two-thirds innings. Pretty solid numbers there as a fastball. He tried to sneak it underneath the letters of the left-handed swing in Edwards, but it just missed up, apparently. So two balls and no strikes. The runner at third and two outs. Edwards checks his swing. Did he go around? He did not, but umpire thought it caught the zone. Two and one the count, two outs. Eisenman at third. He drove in two just a minute ago. Edwards lifts one up towards the left. He got underneath it, and the left fielder Jarvis will stare it down as Cody Jarvis has it just above his left hip for out number three. So in relief, Troy Gildehouse gets the next two Lancers out and limits the damage to four runs, but it is a four spot for St. Pius in the bottom of the fourth. So we'll head to the top of the fifth. 5-0 your score. St. Pius leading Kingston on regional radio.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
The list of satisfied customers at Home Pools and Spas in Ledington continues to grow. Brian Mabry of Farmington is very happy with his pool.
They underpromised and overdelivered on the product. I had no idea that it was going to turn out as good as it did, so I'm extremely happy with it. My wife was the one that wanted the pool. I'm the one who's out there more than anybody else.
Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Everybody's going home is where the fun
everybody's
is.
Going home.
Well, four runs for St. Pius in the bottom of the fourth inning thanks to a throwing error on a stolen base attempt as well as a double from Noah Lampros and a two-run double by Jeremy Eisenman has the Lancers up 5-0 on the Kingston Cougars in this 3-versus-6 matchup of the Class 3 District 3 opening round tournament. Matt Greenwood with you alongside me, Nick Lewis. St. Pius, of course, the third seed in this tournament. The top two are, well, they're just as tough and just as entertaining, West County and Jefferson. Jefferson being the one. And it's going to be West County and Grandview as our second game this afternoon on KREI and KJFF. But we got some business to finish up here first against St. Pius and Kingston. Riley Nager's got a no-hitter through four, and he misses up high with a fastball to Troy Gildehouse, who leads things off for the Cougs. One ball, no strike, the count. Gildehouse grounded out to the pitcher, Nager, last time up. Actually hit it pretty hard, just hit it right at his ankles, and the 6'7" Nager able to get down in time to field it and throw to first for the out. Blows a fastball past Gildehouse. Count runs to 0-2. Nager has walked a guy and hit a guy, but he hasn't given up a hit. And there's a chopper towards third. Backhanded by Schweiger. Jump throw across the diamond. You betcha. What a play. Caleb Schweiger with the Manny Machado jump throw at third base and able to dig it out. Basket catch-wise was Jeremy Eisenman at first. Athletic play by Caleb Schweiger. How about that defensive gem to start off the top of the fifth and preserve that no-hitter? I mean, Manny Machado, Nolan Arenado, Chris Bryant, Alex Bregman. I mean, pick one of them. He made a play just like they do at the major league level. Here's the batter, Lane Barton, and he lifts one up off the top of the screen on the first pitch. It's 0-1. Barton flew out to right field his first and only time up. St. Pius assistant coach Eric Lawrence to pick up the foul ball. Into the wind goes Nager. Righty-on-righty matchup here. Misses wide with that heater. Speaking of heat, the sun nice and bright on top of us. It says it's 65, but it feels just a little bit warmer as we inch closer to summer weather. There's the next pitch in on the hands and right towards us off the screen. We're situated behind home plate, slightly up the first base side. It's 1-2. Got this nice big net to protect us and the fans. More importantly, the fans. 305 down the lines and 355 to straightaway center here at West County High School. Gorgeous-looking ballpark with trees out beyond the outfield fence. There's a slow curve. Grounder towards second. Weatherholt, glove to ground. Ball in there, and he throws to first in time. Lane Barton retired. That is six straight set down by Riley Nager. Still no hits allowed through 4 2/3. Lane Saunders struck out swinging his first time up, the designated hitter. The only lefty in this order for Kingston. First pitch to him, and the fastball tails outside from the righty Nager. It's 1-0. Lane Saunders entering this ball game today. As we have a ground ball towards second, we'll have to push the stats aside for now as the throw by Weatherholt is a little bit low, but dug out there on the backhand by Jeremy Eisenman, and Lane Saunders is out number three. And so through five, or through four and a half, I should say, it is 5-0 St. Pius. Bottom of the fifth, the Lancers coming up to bat in that frame when we come back in 1 minute on regional radio.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, summer's just around the corner, right?
Yeah, it is.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 3rd, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. Come here and give your mom a kiss.
Or maybe go snorkeling over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks.
Wow, there's so many places to go, I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
That's the spirit.
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF and AM 800 KREI. It is the bottom of the fifth inning. St. Pius has a 5-0 lead on the Kingston Cougars, a 3-6 matchup in the opening round of the Class 3 District 3 tournament. We are here playing the first round on Monday because of all the rain Friday and leading up into Saturday as well. And so all games got pushed back to today. And we'll have West County Grandview after this one comes to an end. And we'll wrap up your evening coverage of baseball in Class 3, District 3 with Arcadia Valley and Herculaneum. First batter up is Dustin Birch, and he chops one past third base but foul. Birch 1-for-2 with a double and a ground out towards third. Fouled one off of his thigh his last time up. Tough kid, though. Feet slightly apart in the batter's box, slightly up in the box as well. And a fastball, a called strike on the outside corner. And quickly, Birch down in the count, 0-2. Picking some chunks of dirt off the bottom of his cleats is Troy Gildehouse, who is in for his second inning of relief. The righty delivers, and Birch is able to hit one pretty hard and pretty foul, though, down that left field line. Shouts from the St. Pius dugout of let's go. Birch staring down at Gildehouse. Gildehouse returning the stare. The pitch is a liner towards third, and well positioned was Kyle Vandergriff as he's able to squeeze it for out number one. Back-to-back balls hit super hard by Dustin Birch. A reaction out of him on the line drive caught there by Vandergriff. So one up, one down for the Lancers, still leading 5-0 in the bottom of the fifth. The batter is Caleb Schweigert now. Schweigert 0-for-2. First pitch. And he drills one towards left center field. This one has a chance to get up and get over. And it's at the base of the fence. Schweigert in with a stand-up one-out double. Little cha-cha-cha of the hips at second base, directed towards his teammates. As he just got that one about 354 feet and a little bit low. A little bit higher and a couple feet further, and he'd have had his home run. He'll settle for a double. He seemed pretty happy with it. He'll make way for Brendan Weatherholt, who's 0-for-1. Curveball called strike out of the right hand of Gildehouse. That is double number 7 of the season for Schweigert. And a little changeup comes up and in to the right-handed swinging Brendan Weatherholt. Are they going to call it a strike? Both runners, or are they just late to add a ball to the board? I think they called it a strike. Okay. Coming set first base side of the rubber, Gildehouse throws a changeup that gets underneath the catcher's mitt and towards the backstop over to third goes Schweigert. Fastball there on Morrison. Kingston 6 wins, 10 losses coming into this contest. St. Pius 16-2. St. Pius the fourth best team in the state, according to the Missouri High School Baseball Coaches Association, MHSBCA for short. All right, infield drawn in. They're ready to come home on a ground ball. The 2-1 to Weatherholt, and he sends one in towards deep left field down that line, and that one will land right in front of the fence. Run number 6 scores for St. Pius. Weatherholt, another cha-cha-cha runner at second base, brings home run number 6, and that is RBI number 11. For Weatherholt. And now the batter is Elijah Dale. Eli for short. Back-to-back doubles for St. Pius. First pitch to the lefty Dale. With the left-handed swinging Dale. He throws right-handed. And it misses wide. 1-0. One out for St. Pius. Bottom of the fifth inning. This was a 1-0 game through three. Dale lifts one up left side and out of play, just to the left of the grandstands here at West County High School. St. Pius looking to punch their ticket to the semifinals of the Class 3 District 3 tournament. As the ball came flying in from the stand somewhere, Elijah Dale and the umpire and the catcher unaware, and that ball nearly hit Dale in the head. Whoever did that should not be doing that. Go walk the ball to somebody else and let them toss it back into the umpire or the catcher. Dale could have taken a knock there on the head. Thankfully, he did not. All right, Weatherholt with a small lead at second base. And a fastball misses high and wide to Dale. And the count runs to 2-1. On deck is the catcher Noah Lampros for St. Pius. Elijah Dale, as Nick Lewis pointed out way back in the first inning, going to Kansas State for baseball. Be a member of the Big 12 there. Fastball up and outside. 3-1 now to Dale. He's a rangy shortstop with a lot of pop. Pretty good gap-to-gap hitter. And mentally strong. We'll see how he does as a member of Kansas State next year. But as of now, he gives this one a ride into the mountain sky for sure. That one is off the scoreboard. Elijah Dale, his fifth home run as he connects. And St. Pius ups their lead to 8-0. A round tripper for Elijah Dale. That ball was hammered like you wouldn't believe. And then right off that home of the Bulldogs scoreboard. That one went 355 and beyond. If there were mountains, I would have cleared them. That ball was crushed. We have ourselves another Midwest Sports Center pitching change. So Troy Gildahouse is out of this ballgame for Kingston. St. Pius is up their lead to 8-0. We are still in the bottom of the fifth inning. There is one out and nobody on. Noah Lampros, the batter, when we return in 1 minute and 30 seconds on Regional Radio. Break. Okay, we'll go ahead and keep it here, I guess. So the new pitcher is going to be Wyatt Jessen. So Coach Vettles, unfortunately, having to move his outstanding defensive shortstop, Jessen, from that spot onto the pitcher's mound. And we'll give you some information on Wyatt Jessen here in just a second. I just want to let you know that KJEF is located in Festus, Herculaneum, and Crystal City. Can be heard all around Jefferson County, as a matter of fact. And we're also calling this game on AM800 at KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, and Deloge. Midwest Sports Center on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center has it all, located on Walker Drive in Farmington. And again, the pitcher, Wyatt Jessen. Here are his numbers, 11 and the third innings. ERA of .618. He's got 21 punch-outs in those 11 and the third innings pitched. Two wins, no losses. He's only given up 6 hits in those 11.1 frames. All right, fresh off of an Elijah Dale two-run blast. It's Noah Lampros, the catcher, batting from the right side. Jessen also a righty. First pitch fastball off the end of the bat towards short, towards Jessen's replacement. Good throw, though, is in time. And Lampros is out number two. Trying to see out there in the bright sun who that is at short. It looked like Kyle Vandergriff, who started this game on the mound for Kingston. Now the batter is Zach Parson. Brought the hands forward, but kept the bat back. As a curveball missed low and outside from Wyatt Jessen. Pitching out of the stretch is Jessen, and misses low. Now 2-0. Well, it was a 1-0 game through three innings, but St. Pius got 4 runs in the bottom of the fourth. They've added 3 more here in the bottom of the fifth. And now Zach Parson will ride this one into this partly cloudy sky right field. And there to make the catch is Keith Jessen, or Boots Jessen, as he is known on the Kingston campus. That is out number three as Parson is set down for the second time today. Through five innings, the three seed in this Class 3 District 3 tournament, the St. Pius Lancers have an 8-0 lead on the sixth seed Kingston Cougars. We're back in 1 minute on Regional Radio.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Matt Greenwell back with you on Regional Radio. Top of the sixth inning, St. Pius is up 8-0 on the Kingston Cougars in the opening round of the Class 3 District 3 tournament. Winner of this affair will take on West County and or Grandview, which is our second afternoon matchup. First batter up is Matt Johnson, right-handed swinging first baseman. Listening up to the right side and over the first base dugout foul. Riley Nager, a no-hitter through five innings for the Lancers. Looking to keep the strong start going. Next pitch, fastball low and outside. Elijah Dale with a two-run mountain moonshot, if you will, towards right center field. The big swing of the bottom of the fifth. That put the Lancers up 8-0. There's a cut and a miss by Johnson. Count to 1-2. Cody Jarvis is on deck. Bobby Berger in the hole. And the next pitch is shot past the, or actually towards the first base coach. Well, I guess maybe it banked off the dugout and then rolled over to him. Because it looked like he played that one too nonchalantly for a ball that was hit as hard as it was. There's a curveball upstairs taken by Matt Johnson. Count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The next pitch to Johnson. Up in the zone. Lifted up left side. Into the outfield. Through the sun. Birch able to watch that glove in or ball into the glove for out number one. All right, coming up is number 13, Cody Jarvis. Jarvis got hit by a pitch and then tried to swipe second base back in the third inning. Noah Lampros up to the challenge, threw him out. Righty on righty matchup here. Nager, leg kick pitch, fastball up around the hands and maybe felt a little breeze on the chin, Jarvis. 1-0 the count. It is awfully bright here at West County High School. Some white clouds, a little gray mixed in. Nothing too threatening, though. Nager, though, threatens the strike zone with a fastball, and he got it there. 1-1 they count to Cody Jarvis with Bobby Berger on deck. Leg kick and pitch from the righty Nager right down the heart of the plate. And Jarvis in a 1-2 hole with nobody on in front of him and one out. St. Pius in search of win number 17 of the season if they can hang on here. There's a ground ball. Stays low. Shot past the first base bag and foul. Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. We'll break down the action here and then get you set up for the Fleet's Equipment pregame show for West County and Grandview. Here's the next pitch and a fastball above the belt and slightly wide. And the right-handed swing in center field or left fielder Jarvis back in the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Third baseman Schweigert in on the grass. Next pitch, fastball swing and a miss. Strikeout number 6 for Riley Nager. He's got four by swing and two by look. And here comes Bobby Berger with two down, nobody on. No hitter still intact for the righty, Riley Nager. Leg kick pitch. And he's going to plunk Berger on the elbow, the number nine hitter in the Kingston order. Any way he can get on base, make some noise, you'll take it. That's the second guy that Riley Nager has hit with a pitch. The other one being Jarvis, who got hit back in the third. And now Kyle Vandergriff, the number one hitter in Coach Vettel's Kingston order. We'll have a chance to swing the stick here with a runner on in front of him as Elijah Dale having a long discussion with Nager. One senior talking to a junior. Nager, the junior, had his basketball season prematurely end due to a wrist injury. Fastball misses low and wide. Nager went up for a two-handed dunk against Herculaneum, a game that Herculaneum actually won. As he came down, he lost his balance, landed on his hands, hurt his wrist. Here's a pitch low, throw down to second base. And there you go. Bobby Berger has second base stolen for Kingston. That is the furthest any Kingston Cougar has reached. Second base on the steal there. Kyle Vandergriff in a favorable 2-0 count. See what he does here. Does he get the green light on a potential fastball from the righty Nager? Pitching from the stretch. He comes set shoulder high. Pitch, fastball, swung on and missed. It's 2-1. St. Pius didn't lose their first game until they played Jefferson, a Jefferson County Small Schools Conference matchup. Here's a chopper towards third. Schweigert plays on the third hop, cuts across the grass with the throw, and it's in time to first. And the inning comes to an end. Through 5.5, Riley Nager has a no-hitter for the St. Pius Lancers in the opening round of the Class 3 District 3.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home, the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Hi, this is Amy with the Jefferson County Family YMCA. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Games are safe, exciting, and fun. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and family involvement. So bring your child to the Y, where they will develop skills that go beyond the field. Registration is now open for summer ball ages 3 years through sixth grade and volleyball grades first through eighth. Registration closes May 20th. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the
Filet-O-Fish. Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now 2 for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
Midwest Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about, with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Across our wide Missouri with Bob Pretty. Listen to show archives, hear about this day in Missouri history, and learn more about the Show Me State by visiting MissouriNet.com today.
It's a baseball game. It's in Chicago. The Cubs and the Cardinals, neither team's going anywhere in the pennant race this year. But it's too early to tell that now. It's still early in the season when baseball fortunes are yet to be made. The home team will lose. But the story won't be the score, nor who won or lost, but who played the game and how. And we'll tell that story in a minute.
The new FN 509 midsize 9mm pistol is now part of FN's legendary concealed carry lineup, and it is a natural fit. With its smaller grip frame modeled after the battle-proven million rounds tested FN 509, the FN 509 midsize comes with two 15-round magazines and naturally improves concealability. Available at your local firearms dealer. FN, the world's most battle-proven firearms.
In Springfield, Missouri, we believe in life's simple pleasures, like the crack of a baseball bat and the roar of a cheering crowd. Enjoy it with your family at a Springfield Cardinals AA game at Hammonds Field. And after the game, explore the most immersive fish and wildlife attraction in the world, Wonders of Wildlife, voted America's Best Aquarium. It just goes to show that if it's true to life, you'll find it in Springfield. Plan your trip at springfieldmo.org. Produced in cooperation with the Missouri Division of Tourism.
KREI. We do apologize for the bad connection there. It is 8-0 St. Pius, bottom of the sixth inning. They have two aboard with Dustin Birch at the plate, as they could mercy roll here Kingston if Birch can send one to the gap and score Edwards from two. It's 15 after five, or 15 after four and 10 after five. Here in the bottom of the sixth, that is a possibility. Edwards, by the way, got hit by a pitch, as there's a swing and a miss by Birch. Count to 0-2. Before that, Austin Meyer flew out to center field, and before that, Jeremy Eisenman got a walk. The pitcher on the mound is Wyatt Jessen, wearing some orange and highlighter yellow cleats.
Over the grandstands. And it stays 0-2. Birch with a double. Ground out towards third. And a line out towards third base. Be sure to stick around for the Home Spas postgame show. We'll keep it brief, as Nick Lewis will have West County and Grandview 2-7 in the second opening round matchup of the day on regional radio. Standing first base side of the rubber is Jessen. Comes set. Front kick, or front leg is kicked up, and the curveball low and outside. And then just taking off for third, catching Kingston unaware, is Jeremy Eisenman. And he's got third base stolen. That's the fourth stolen base by Lancers runners so far today. Runners at the corners now. Now time is called. St. Pius able to bust this one open with a four-run fourth and a three-run fifth. All right, everyone back and set. Right at the belt is Jessen, and he misses low with a fastball, and then taking off for second base without a throw is Adam Edwards. Sixth stolen base of the game for St. Pius. Now a single
Mercy rolls Kingston. A little leg kick in the pitch from the righty. Jessen and to a knee. Swinging and missing is Birch. As he's down on strikes. 0 for his last three. Slammed the bat down after the strikeout result. And now kicking dirt aside in the batter's box is Caleb Schweigert. Schweigert, or Schwag, as he's known on Instagram and throughout the ballpark apparently. Waits on the first pitch curve, and he chases one up in the zone and lifts it up towards the right side and out of play. Schweigert reached on a fielder's choice ground out to third back in the first inning, but did score a run, the opening run of the game, on an Elijah Dale single. And then Schweigert flew out to center field his second time up, doubled his third time up. And a fastball comes up and gets to the backstop, and Eisenman will scoot on home from third. The throw a little bit late. It was a ball that the catcher missed on, hit him on the top of the helmet, skipped to the backstop. He picked it up, but it was too late. And scoring run number 9 was Jeremy Eisenman. I go down to the pass ball there. Over into third, Went Edwards. So a wild pitch here, or just a single, ends the ball game. Schweigert would rather put it in play as the infield comes in. Now they back up the pitch. Line drive back up the middle. Run number 10's going to score. And that's the ball game. The St. Pius Lancers. Run rule. Kingston and the no-hitter goes to Riley Nager, the six-inning no-hitter. And so with that, St. Pius punches their ticket to the semifinals of the Class 3 District 3 tournament. They'll face the winner of our next game coming up, West County and Grandview. But before we get to that game, we've got the Home Pools and Spas post-game show coming up next.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hi, it's Hannah at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. This month, you get to save. If you've been needing to get some work done around the property while using a backhoe, now's your time to own the major brand maker LS Tractor. This month, get the 35-horsepower four-wheel drive diesel tractor with front loader, add on the LS submount backhoe, and you save $2,000. That's right, save $2,000. This month, get the 35-horsepower tractor with submount backhoe and 7,000-pound deluxe car hauler flatbed trailer for only $23,899. That's tractor, loader, backhoe, and flatbed trailer for only $23,899. And because you like free stuff, you'll get the 2700 PSI gas pressure washer and 2 ratchet tie downs for free with this package deal. See us today at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. See us on Facebook and give us a call at 573-756-4353.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
And we are back at West County High School. Matt Greenwood with the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ludington, online at homepoolsandspas.net. Let's cut right to the chase here. St. Pius wins it 10-0. They mercy rule Kingston in this opening round of the Class 3 District 3 tournament on regional radio. And again, 10-0, the final score. Riley Nager gets the sixth-inning no-hitter for the St. Pius Lancers, punching out six guys, working around a walk and two-hit batters, and his offense certainly coming alive a little bit later in the game. It took him a few innings, but they finally woke the bats up thanks to a four-run fourth, a double by Noah Lampros, a two-run double by Jeremy Eisenman. They carried the offense into the bottom of the fifth inning. And with another run already on the board and a man on, Elijah Dale ripped a two-run home run to right center field off the scoreboard, off the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. That made it 8-0. And then in the bottom of the sixth inning, with the runners at first and second, there was a double steal and then a pass ball that led to a run. And then a single up the middle by Caleb Schweigert to win the ball game for St. Pius. So, yeah. So our Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. That is 800-851-5371. Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game. Just what I mentioned, the Elijah Dale two-run home run. And that is also the Patsy's Furniture play of the game. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. So, with that being said, there's only one other thing to get to, and that's the Applebee's player of the game doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's in Farmington. And I think our choice is pretty simple. He made it look easy at times, did struggle a little bit, but never gave up a hit, and that's why Riley Nager is our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. A no-hitter in the first round of the district playoffs. How about that for a junior who had two innings under his belt coming into this season and gets the spot start for this opening round? Coach Woods going to his junior righty, and he proved very effective, very efficient as well, and he gets the win here. So, congratulations to Riley Nager, the Applebee's of Farmington, a player of the game, doing good in the neighborhood. We'll see if we can get Riley to come back this way and maybe pop on for an interview if Coach Woods or Nick Lewis can track him down here. And because we want to hear what Riley Nager has to say about a no-hitter. So we'll see if Nick has time to go find him. Coach Woods peering over his shoulder looking for him. May just shout to the skies, and hopefully his voice echoes throughout West County High School's ballpark. But I don't know if you can hear off mic, but Coach Woods is looking for Riley. So we'll let Riley take his time, and we'll have Coach Woods put on the headset here. And Coach, I know the offense took a little while to get going, but once they did, boy, oh, boy.
Yeah, you know, we can hit the ball well. That first inning, some horrible base running mistakes cost us that we can't afford to have going forward.
We'll get to Nager here in a second, but I know you get to see it every day, Elijah Dale, and the ability to just power one out of a ballpark, and boy, did he do that in the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, you know, we're fortunate that we have him on our team, and like you said, we've got to see him for four straight years, and he's a player.
Well, what's the experience like when a guy just totally crushes one like that? It's got to feel pretty cool.
Well, you know, that's his fifth this year, so nothing new for him, I guess.
You're on to the semifinals of this Class 3 District 3 tournament, and you're going to play the winner of West County and Grandview, and we'll get your thoughts on that matchup here in a second. But how about Riley Nager? I mean, two innings all season long, and you say, hey, Riley, you're going to start the opening round of our tournament. And you know what? He goes out there and he says, all right, coach, I'm going to throw you a no-hitter. I mean, I'm sure he didn't say that before the game, but did he? What was sort of the action between you guys after he threw the no-hitter? Did you say something to him?
I gave him the ball. I said, here, Seven, catch this. And he just smiled. You know, we've been easing him along because he was hurt there at the end of basketball. Mm-hmm. And he pitched a lot of bullpens for us and then got him in a JV game. Then we got him in a DeSoto game and tried to stretch him out. He was on, you know, he wasn't going more than 70 today, so told him to be honest with me and said his arm felt great. He wasn't trying to overthrow things, and he did what we asked him to do.
I know this is asking a lot of you, but how often have you seen a guy for your team throw a no-hitter?
It's been a while. I guess Jeremy Eisman probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, a couple years ago maybe.
Somewhere down the line.
Somewhere down the line. I don't know if Jeremy's done it probably.
For Riley, it's got to be more than a confidence booster. He's probably got to feel like he can do just about anything now.
Yeah, you know, he's such a great competitor. He's a great kid. So, you know, when he's on in any sport, you want him on your side.
Coach, I know I mentioned this in pregame that state rankings don't really mean much when you're in a one-and-done situation, and that's what you guys are going to be dealing with from here on out. But so is every other team in this district tournament, and one of them is West County, a team that is just outside the top 10 in state as well. And so there's that potential. You could also see a team from around your area in the Grandview Eagles. But your thoughts on just moving forward and what it's going to take for you guys to get to that championship game?
Well, you know, we've seen Grandview earlier in the year. West County, we came, watched a couple of their games scouting just like they've done us. West County, quality club. Can't make any mistakes against them because they pitch it well. They play good defense. The coach does a great job with them.
All right, Coach, you are on to the next round, and I'm sure you'll enjoy some afternoon baseball here. Probably no prior commitment, so we'll let you scout West County a little bit more.
All right, looks like the tall guy's heading your way.
All right, good.
I'll get him over here.
Let's hope he takes long strides. Coach, thanks for your time. That is Jerry Woods, head coach of the St. Pius Lancers. We are bringing over Riley Nager to come chat with us. He is our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game, as he'll grab the certificate from me and take a seat and throw on the headset. Again, six innings of no-hit baseball for Riley Nager. He strikes out six. He walked one and hit two guys, but he's able to work around those to the first no-hitter, I'm sure, of his high school career. And Riley, as you get the headset prepared, it looks like you did a good job. Didn't struggle with it too much, so we're happy about that. No-hitter, man. How does it feel to keep hearing me say no-hitter, no-hitter, no-hitter?
It feels well. I'm just glad I come out here, do the best I could, and save some arms.
Yeah,
so
and
ready to go.
And that's the thing, you know, when it comes to these district tournaments, coach's probably going to use as many arms as he possibly can, and we only had to use one today. It felt like your fastball was your best pitch today. Would you say so?
Oh, yeah. I was just keep reaming the fastball until they could catch up and just stay caught up, just throw the curve. But I'd have to do it too many times.
Right. Have you ever experienced a no-hitter before in terms of not just throwing one but witnessing one as well?
Yeah. When I like 10U through 14U, I threw a lot. I pitched really well then, but not in high school. This is my first one.
All right, so I talked to Coach Woods, and I said, you know, it probably goes beyond just a confidence booster. You probably now feel like you can pitch against anybody. Is that the case?
I mean, no, I stay inside of myself, keep composure. But, yeah, it's definitely a confidence booster. Go out there whenever I'm called to pitch again, just do my thing.
All right, now let's get to the team aspect of this. Your offense did take a little while to get going. It was the fourth inning. They put four runs on the board and kind of widened the gap and made it 5-0. Do you ever worry about your offense when you're out there?
No, never. Never.
Short and sweet answer, right?
Yeah.
All right, very cool, very cool. All right, man, so you guys are on to the semifinals of this Class 3 District 3 tournament. And before I get your thoughts on what's to come, how about that Elijah Dale two-run home run? That was pretty awesome,
yeah,
wasn't it?
That was very nice.
Right off the scoreboard?
Yeah, I haven't witnessed too many hits like that in high school, but if anyone would do it, it's him.
Very cool. Very cool moment for you guys. And, again, on to the semis. So, 10-0 victory for you over Kingston, and West County or Grandview is coming up next. How do you guys handle, you know, advancing to the next round of this tournament?
Oh, just got to go out there with pitchers. We got to save our arms. We got to pitch strikes, let our defense work. Defense got to stay solid, and we just got to produce runs.
All right, very good. Riley Nager, congratulations on your no-hitter,
man.
That is our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington. Player of the game, Riley Nager of the St. Pius Lancers. Again, 6 innings of no-hit baseball. St. Pius as a team wins it 10-0 in 6 innings, and they are on to the Class 3 District 3 semifinals. They will play the winner of West County and Grandview, which will be our next game coming up. Nick Lewis will have the play-by-play action of that one. And Nick going around and getting coach interviews before that game. So we will have those as part of our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. But as we go ahead and just close this one out, we're going to kick it back to our respective studios and let something play for about 5 or 6 minutes. And then we'll start the Fleegs Equipment pregame show at 3:45, 4 o'clock first pitch for West County and Grandview. Like I said, we'll kick it back to our stations, KREI and KJF, and let them take it away for just a few minutes, and then we're right back here for more baseball. Again, St. Pius 10 and Kingston nothing. It is St. Pius on to the Class 3 District 3 semifinals. I am Matt Greenwood signing off for now.